Joining us now is the author and director of investigations and research for Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell. Chris, welcome back to Victory News.
Great to be with you. Thanks very much.
All right, Chris, you saw it. Everyone loves a parade, but over $7 billion worth of U.S. equipment, and then we still give them financial aid. Now, Vice President Harris was asked on CNN about her involvement in the withdrawal decision from Afghanistan. Here it is.
Afghanistan.
Yes.
Were you the last person in the room?
Yes.
And you feel comfortable?
I do.
Americans and allies were left behind. 13 flag-draped coffins were flown home. Should we feel comfortable if she's elected, because she's comfortable?
The Afghan debacle was probably the greatest military disgrace in our country since the Japanese were successful in launching a surprise attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. It's an absolutely horrendous event. It takes 20 years of blood, treasure, lives, time, and just drags it through the mud. We, countless American lives have been affected by our 20-year-plus war in Afghanistan, and the Biden administration, in a way that is unimaginable, has disgraced ourselves, our country, and the loss that we suffered. And the notion that they are claiming any kind of achievement or benefit or some kind of, you know, positive spin on this is just unimaginable. And we can't focus enough on it because there's still no accountability for it.
Right. No one's been fired. No one's been fired. And the world was watching that. Now, let me ask you about many media outlets that are reporting a hacking group stole nearly a billion American Social Security numbers and physical addresses from a company that protects us, providing background checks. How real of a threat is this to Americans?
It's quite grave. Everyone needs to check and monitor very closely credit activity in particular. There's credit reports that you can order at least annually free to check and see what's going on. Sometimes banks offer the ability to sign up for any kind of notice of people drawing credit against your name using your SSN and your address. This just shows you the vulnerability of our systems in this country, in particular broad data sets that are out there. And this is a question of vigilance. People really need to pay very close attention so that their credit isn't ruined.
Exactly. Now, Judicial Watch is reporting George Soros is trying to overhaul the justice system, spending at least $40 million to help elect 126 prosecutors and at least $77 million more to leftist nonprofits that issue those marching orders to those prosecutors. For those who don't know, quickly, who is Soros and is what he's doing legal?
He's a billionaire philanthropist. He runs an organization called Open Society Foundation. And he very successfully use his money and influence to affect public policy, whether it's in the United States or overseas. He's got a very aggressive agenda on everything from these left-wing prosecutors who let criminals go wild. We've seen the results of that in major cities. But he also funds a very aggressive abortion policies. And you know, you can argue and say he's just using his money as a First Amendment expression, but you have to look at what the outcome is, what the influence is. And very often folks on the right just kind of sit on their hands and are afraid to really engage in a battle of ideas with them, and we have to.
Okay, Stephen A. Smith is a sports commentator. He blasted Kamala Harris for ducking the press, posting, quote, "You're running for the presidency of the United States of America. What are you hiding for?" Then he went on and said this.
"We've had 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and one day since Joe Biden stepped aside. The only place we've seen Kamala Harris is at pep rallies. What's up?"
Chris, how long could Kamala hold out on answering press and doing interviews instead of pep rallies?
As long as the press is complicit and they let her get away with it. That's how long.
Chris Farrell, Judicial Watch, thank you so much. Back to you in just a moment. Once again, let's talk with Judicial Watch's Chris Farrell. Chris, let me ask you about Mr. Marquez, who is in the country illegally, has been captured more than once and released. The last time he had a machete and a knife outside the Capitol. Are those normal Capitol tour items?
Hardly. I mean, look, this administration has incentivized and created an entire system where millions of people have entered the country illegally and are set free. And in large part, the cream of the crop is not entering the country. A lot of folks do come to the country looking for a new life and a better future. But also, a lot of people come here because they see the American public as easy pickings, that there's a way to one way or another, through criminal means, start a new life here and kind of run on a rampage. And they know that there's little or no consequences legally. And we see that over and over. I mean, virtually every day, there's a story from one of the larger cities about illegal aliens engaged in criminal, often violent activity, and they get a pass, they get a walk. So how many times do you have to see that before you figure out, oh, I can do whatever I want if I get there?
Okay, let's stay with D.C. for a minute, Washington, D.C., for just a minute, if you can. For the second year in a row, the city you work in is voted the worst city in America due to the cost of living and crime. Is D.C. being misunderstood here or unfairly judged?
Hardly. I mean, you didn't need to do the poll. You could have just asked me, and I would say it's more than the last 2 years. Washington, D.C. is a wreck, and the crime rate is out of control. The street violence, it's tough. It is not a fun or nice place to work. It really should be a shining example, right? It's the nation's capital. It should be the bright, shining example of what America is all about. And it's anything but that. In many places in this city, it looks like the consequence of a wartime operation. There's blown out buildings that are, it's horrendous.
As Reagan said, a city set on a hill, shining city on a hill.
Right.
School has started again in many places. Well, California has a new grading idea called Grading for Equity. Under this rubric, students that miss class, that don't turn in their homework on time, score poor grades, receive a final grade similar to the student that does do all of these things. What can go wrong with that idea?
Yeah, what a disservice, not only to the kids who are working hard trying to do the best they can, but for these other kids who, for whatever reason, are not up to par. We should be grading for merit, right, based on performance and outcomes, not based on how we want to skew, figures and stats to make people feel good. The sad thing is, when they get done, when they go on in life, if they're not prepared, they're going to realize that the hard way. You know, that'll show up in employment. That'll show up in family relationships. We do an enormous disservice by letting kids be subjected to this kind of unfair, out of whack abandonment of a meritocracy.
Yeah,
it is cruel.
It's a participation trophy now in school, not just in soccer. Biden gets angry at the press as his handlers desperately try to kick them out of the room, ignoring the question on Hunter's corrupt foreign business deals. Here's what he said.
My policies are working. Start writing that way, okay?
My policies are working. Start writing that way. Is that why the economy's bad, that reporters are not writing about it?
They follow orders. They're not reporters. For the most part, they're stenographers. They take down dictation from KJP and from Biden, and they regurgitate this nonsense in the press every day. So he's right. I mean, he's getting what he demands. It's not a big change there.
Chris Farrell of JudicialWatch.org. I encourage people to go to that website. Chris, thank you so much for being with us on Victory News and the excellence you always bring.
It is a pleasure to be with you. Thanks.
Thank you.